Jaume Plensa was born in 1955 in Barcelona, where he also lives and works today. His works impress on the one hand by their mass and physical presence. On the other hand, Jaume Plensa is juggling in a profound way with concepts emanating from the fields of sociology and philosophy.
When I was very young, I remember I was a student, I became completely fascinated for the Neanderthal man, we can say. And I always thought it was just a name, an idea. For me, I spent all my life thinking that Neanderthal was a concept, an abstraction. And I get an incredible emotion when I visit first time this site, and I realized that it was really a site, a place to be. Since always I love it, the idea of communication. I love it words. I think I learned a lot about poetry through the poets. In this idea of communication, I prefer the position that communication it's mainly a way to try to express ourselves. And we need a second person that could be a kind of mirror where we could reflect our ideas on them. I use it many times, words, and also this concept of question mark, because if a sculptor is interesting for me, the concept of what a sculptor could be, it's the best way to put a question, I think. And working in Neanderthal, I immediately imagined the question mark. I used it many years ago, the question mark, as a shape or a container of plenty of my works, but in Neanderthal, for me, it was very important, the question mark. Why? Because in verse, it's a way to communicate, it's also a kind of way to write, but it's conceptually, it's a kind of impossibility to write why, or to write to who. And the question mark, it's much wider than a symbol. It's, I think, it's a kind of bridge in between our reality and our dreams. We can say desire and dream. And the Neanderthal area, I think, needed for the visitors, well, just the presence of a question mark. And I like this idea to combine the question mark with this word "seele," no, soul. Because soul is something as abstract as ourselves in some ways, but something untouchable as a question. Because when you put a question, normally you don't really need an answer. I think the question exists for itself. I think that is the beauty of a question. And the most important goal could be in our life is just to put the right questions. I feel it's ridiculous to wait answers. I just pointed out a question, just a symbol of that questions exist in there. Why it has this shape? It's because I dream it that my question mark is not a question mark, it's the mole where you could cast question marks. When you open a mole, you have two sides, which is also an important part of my work, this idea of duality. You and your shadow, you in front of a mirror, what means, but you always with yourself. And I like it to let very evident that the piece is composed by two parts. Probably I'm talking always about human beings, but I refuse to represent the human figures because I like that the human beings as a representation will be the visitors. I like just to make a point about what they could think looking at my piece. And I hope that people could appreciate the duality, this idea of mole, this idea that maybe it contains or the emptiness, but you have to put everything in, and everything is also inside yourself. No? It's a kind of relationship, audience, nature, and my one memories.